You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
Yeah, we're protesting at Tegel on Wednesday because we really want to stop this mega farm that they want to build. So obviously they've stalled it, they've put their plans on hold because they are just running scared in the face of so much public opposition, and also more recently the hideous animal welfare breaches that our organisation discovered at one of their Tegel farms last week. So we're just keeping the pressure on them.
Tegel used to describe their factory the term free range. Is this a lie?
It will be a free range farm, but I've been into Tegel free range farms and I know that they are no different really from a normal intensive Tegel farm. So what you've got in a Tegel free range farm is a few little pop holes around the sides of the building that the chickens may or may not go out of, and usually they don't. So you're still going to have 50,000 chickens crammed into these huge buildings or these little tiny pop holes, you know, that they may or may not go out of. And of course, the chickens are still going to suffer from all the horrendous welfare issues that they suffer from, the lameness, overcrowding, early deaths, that sort of thing. And from the locals' point of view, the farm is still going to stink. It's still going to decrease the valuations of their properties, and it's going to look hideous, and they don't want it.
Just saying, so you guys have teamed up with the Kaipara locals. Being based in Dargaville, Dargaville is an area that's quite low socioeconomic, and I know unemployment rates are pretty high there. You'd think that they would be wanting a source of employment, so from their perspective, why are they disagreeing with this plan?
Well, Tegel say that the farm is going to provide around 30 jobs, but the question remains whether these jobs will be available to locals or whether or not Tegel will be bringing in specialist people from the outside. Now, the fact is that this farm is going to be built right next to their organic kuma farm, which will probably totally negate the Kuma Farm's organic status, which means a loss of a business and loss of jobs. So I think from the Kaipara locals' point of view, they're saying, you're not guaranteeing us anything. You're coming here. You're actually going to wreck businesses and cause job losses with no guarantee that any of our locals will actually get any of these supposed jobs that you're offering. So there's just a complete lack of trust, and they just don't want the mega farm there.
What are Ministry of Primary Industries investigating regarding the factory?
Yeah, so obviously recently our organisation, Direct Animal Action, did an investigation into a Tegel chicken farm in Helensville, and we found really horrendous animal welfare breaches. So we found chickens with large open wounds, chickens lying on their backs alive but unable to move, numerous dead chickens, really horrendous conditions. So we've reported this to the Ministry for Primary Industries, who are currently investigating the farm. We haven't got the results of their investigation yet, but given the evidence that we found, we're really hopeful of a prosecution.
So why has Tegel stalled the proposal, and what processes do they have to undertake for their plan to go ahead?
So Tegel have stalled their mega farm application because the council actually recommended that the farm be declined because they couldn't see how the horrendous odour that will come from the farm could actually be effectively mitigated. So they put some more questions to Tegel as to how they were actually going to do this, and Tegel have said, look, no, we need to go away and gather some more evidence. But basically they are just running scared in the face of so much public opposition, and now even the council recommending that their application be declined. So they've got, I think, about 100 days now to put together further information from the council, and our organisation, alongside the Kaipara locals, we're going to be keeping the pressure on them. We absolutely won't be letting up on Tegel.
How have Tegel been bullying locals about the factory?
So Tegel have been bullying the locals, trying to push through their mega farm. So the Ka Pehu Marae, which is incredibly close to the proposed site where Tegel wants to build their mega farm. They have an ancestral cemetery right there, you know, where all their ancestors are buried. It's a very sacred place. It's very, very important to them. And Tegel don't really give a damn. They've been bullying the Morai, not listening to them, trying to divide and conquer the community. They don't care at all about the organic kuma farm. They're really just trying to bulldoze over this small community using their, you know, millions and millions of dollars to just push through. But they've come up against a really strong, resistant, organised local community that is not going to let them bulldoze their way through without a fight. And, you know, we're there to support them.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.